This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I want to close this series off in terms of getting down on your kids' level and talk about a thing I've had a really hard time with, and I am nowhere near a good solution to it, and that's the whole issue of praying with your kids. This is something I've always struggled with. Now, on the one hand, when the kids were 2 and 3 and 4 and you'd say the little prayers at bedtime, that was okay. That wasn't a problem. But as they got older, it's how do you pray? It's very easy for me to fall into the pattern of only praying for the food. You may have devotions or something, but you don't always have that kind of prayer time. My children were blessed to be in a youth group in high school that was very prayer-oriented, and they would do things like ministry trips and other activities, and there would be prayer bands that would pray around them the whole time, people staying back at the staging area and fasting and praying as the kids went out and did things. My kids really learned how to pray well, and it's just an amazing thing for me to listen to them pray. But it's harder for me to pray in front of them, just me. I don't have a problem praying in public, but it's praying in front of my family. I'm just not at all sure why. I think about praying privately, and I do that a lot for my kids. But to actually pray in front of them is something I don't do very much. I think one of the things that maybe takes away from this is the ritual of prayer in our family. We have two kinds of prayer that we say regularly at meals. One is an English version of a little prayer, and we say it almost without thinking. And then there are Swedish prayers that we always pray when we're together as a larger family, or we even sing them. I've noticed how easy it is for prayer just to go down to that level, like a generic kind of thing, when you reduce it to its most simplistic form, and how easy it is to stay there and be comfortable with it. I've been struggling over the years about how do I bring a more overt prayer life into the daily experience of my kids. Because after a certain age, they don't want to be tucked in. And after a certain age, I can't stay up as late as they do and tuck them in. As they've been able to stay up longer, I've been able to go to bed earlier and they're not around. They're out doing something or whatever, and I'm not usually one that demands they tell me when they come back in. Now that they're in their 20s, I trust them. You know, this is the deadline, and they manage to be within a few minutes of that. I joked with them once and said, "You guys could really be doing a lot of bad things behind my back because I trust you so much." And they said, "Well, what makes you think we're not, Dad?" And we still laugh about that. When there's some sort of problem going on and we can sort of gut through it and get to the other side, I maybe don't put them to sleep with the prayer, but before I go to work in the morning, and they still may be dozing, waiting to get up and stuff like that, I'll go in and sit on their bed or stand over them, and I'll pray out loud for them. I guess I'm less embarrassed or whatever to pray when I know they're semi-conscious. Occasionally, if it hasn't happened a while, they will say, "Dad, what are you doing?" Then they'll listen and understand that I'm praying, and they'll say later that helped them, or they appreciate it, or thanks, or whatever. Or sometimes they don't say anything, because they're half asleep. But I have this strong desire to have them understand that this is going on. On one level, they do understand. But I'm not happy overall with how I bring that into daily living with them. We've had a lot of things happen in the lives of our kids this past couple years that have been very painful, and it hasn't always been overtly covered in prayer like I want it to be. The assumption was, oh, of course we're going to pray, but when they're far away and they're hurting and they're crying and you hang up on the phone and you say, "Why didn't I pray with them before we hung up?" I missed that too many times. If it would have been anybody else, the natural thing would have been, "Well, let's pray before we end this conversation." And yet I leave that out too often. Maybe some of you out there are thinking about that. I hope you've been thinking more than me. I'm just saying that I'm just as human as the next person, or probably more human than the next person. But as you think about praying with your kids and you look at the different ages they are, some of these things you haven't faced yet because your kids are younger, and maybe you won't face them to the same degree that I have. Maybe this can be a time to think through what you can do to increase the kind and quality of prayer life with your children. I'd like you to think about that between now and the next time you hear from me, and what you might do. Maybe jot a few notes down to yourself. Maybe think a lot about what we need to do. Maybe even ask your kids. I mean, you can always ask them and ask them what they think. They may surprise you. Also talk with your spouse and see about some of these things that you can do that would give you a sense of successfulness, I guess, in terms of praying. This can be a real good time, a tipping point, if you will, where you can make some positive changes. Because I really wish you all the best as you think this through and figure out how you can develop a richer prayer life with your children. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.